Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
So it's been another interesting week. Lots of newish shows. Many are doing well, including The Notebook, Water for Elephants, and Outsiders. They're all on one street, by the way. Though we are close to saying farewell to a few. Neil Diamond's Beautiful Noise has just a few weeks left. I keep thinking of that rabid fan I met who had seen it 28 times. He must be in mourning. Hey, I saw twice myself. Tony winner Kimberly Akimbo is also nearing its end. Even Sweeney Todd and Merrily We Roll Along have closing dates ahead. Anyway, it's a good time to go to those shows. However, more popular music has arrived on Broadway. We have The Who's Tommy, Alicia Keys' Hell's Kitchen, and Huey Lewis is the heart of rock and roll. And a fictional one called Stereophonic, which deals with a Fleetwood Mac-type group in a sound studio. I saw that one off-Broadway, discussed it here. This could be a Broadway sleeper, by the way. All in all, some 18 productions have opened in the last few months, and the Tony nomination deadline is getting close. Now, my viewing week was heavy on women's issues, starting with SUFFS, S-U-F-F-S, which also started off-Broadway. Now, I will hold my official review till next week on that one, but I will say when I first saw this at the Public Theater, I predicted it could win a Pulitzer. Well, that didn't happen, but it has made it to the big time. And with one of its producers named Hillary Clinton. Starry producers, by the way, are a thing now. The Outsiders has Angelina Jolie among its names above the titles, so to speak. Now, my other show of the week is called Sally and Tom. That one I can talk about, and it's currently at the Public. It's written by the great Suzanne Laurie Parks. "You own me, but you can't read me," says Sally Hemings to Thomas Jefferson in this 2.5-hour piece. Now, it helps if you know a bit of your history, Monticello, the French Revolution, slavery, etc. But if not, they fill you in pretty well. Here we are watching a rehearsal of sorts, similar to that play I talked about recently with Richard Burton in London, blah, 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 Motive in the Queue, where they're rehearsing a rehearsal. Anyway, in other words, it's a show within a show kind of a thing. So there is some breaking of the fourth wall, and the 8 splendid performers here don't leave much out. How do you sleep soundly at night? The reckoning is coming. History, yes. But relevant today? Yes. Is this one speechy? Sure. But like the Public's last show, The Ally, these are speeches worth hearing. There's plenty of humor in it as well, believe it or not. By the way, this has been a good moment for the Public, with 3 transfers now on Broadway, those being SUFFS, Alicia Keys, Hell's Kitchen, and that thing called Hamilton. Sally and Tom could end up there at some point, I would imagine. As for new announcements of what is coming, well, more women. Here too, by the way, continuing my theme. 3-time Tony Award winner Patti LuPone may return to Broadway in the fall, starring opposite, here's a name, Mia Farrow. The duo will reportedly star in The Roommate, a new play by Jen Silverman at the Booth Theater. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. And then there is a Stephen Sondheim review called Old Friends, which reportedly will be coming to the Samuel Friedman Theater next season, featuring Bernadette Peters and Leah Salonga. That production was a big hit in London. And speaking of the West End, here is one that surprised and pleased me. Manhattan Theater Club is planning to stage what it calls a vaccination comedy called Eureka Day. Now, that one was first staged in 2018 in Berkeley, California, where it takes place. And the disease at issue, by the way, is mumps. It's not COVID. The play is set at a hilariously woke private day school. The characters are school board members who find that their tolerance tested by the anti-vaxxers among them. Now, as I read the announcement, I realized, wait a minute, I saw this play in London in 2022. The show was staged at the Old Vic with Helen Hunt starring. I ran into Helen Hunt later in Los Angeles and told her I'd seen the show and asked if it might come to New York. She said there was some movement afoot. Well, Manhattan Theater Club run is set to begin performances in November to be directed by Anna Shapiro. No casting yet, so we'll see if Helen Hunt returns. There is a reminder here, just in how long it takes shows to end up on Broadway and how many different routes they take to get there, including, by the way, more and more often these days, starting in London. And that trip to London, by the way, is where I also saw Cabaret, in which they turned a theater into the Kit Kat Club. It was the best cabaret I'd ever seen, and now it has arrived on Broadway. And immersive it is. I have to wonder what August Wilson would have thought of what has happened to the theater named after him. It is sexy and naughty and great fun. More on that production next week as well, along with my reviews of Patriots and Suffs and a guy named Gatsby. So much to discuss in so little time. I will see you then.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.